This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, Bennett Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Me, KT, and Shippy are holding it down. Skin's on vacation, and it's time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Ricos, the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Rangers fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. And our special guest today for this Rangers show is Rangers relief pitcher Kyle Bird. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Obviously, it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for you. You broke camp with the club, went down to the minors, came back. You're back now, and happy to be back with the big league club. How was your minor league experience for you this year?
It was good. I enjoyed everybody down there in Nashville, all my teammates, coaches, and staff, and everybody. Everybody's great down there, and I think it was good for me to go down and kind of work on the things that I didn't really have up here and kind of learn a little bit about myself before coming back up here.
So I've noticed, like, when you were with Nashville, after a noted celebrity, Tim Dillard, got his Twitter account suspended, I noticed that you and some of the other teammates were posting videos on his behalf. Was that kind of a team bonding experience where you guys were all posting his videos to help him out since his account was suspended?
Yeah, of course. You know, Tim's an unbelievable teammate, and, you know, he brings so many people together through his Twitter and through his videos and everything. And when we found out his Twitter was suspended, you know, it just, for him, it wasn't really upsetting for him. He felt like it was just another opportunity for him to make more videos. It's kind of funny. He said he was starting to run out a little bit, so gave him a whole new set of ideas to do. But, just all of us rallying together behind him and trying to get his Twitter back.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's hilarious, and that's really why I wanted to go there and just get your thoughts on him. And the videos are fantastic. Hey, one of the things that we read about you is that you're an avid wiffle ball player. Is that accurate?
I enjoy playing wiffle ball. I did it for a couple of years, not like professionally or in a league or anything. A lot of my buddies, for like 2 years straight, me and my buddies would just go out to a tennis court around all of our houses and kick the lights on at night and just stay out there and play wiffle ball for hours. But I don't know if I'd say an avid wiffle ball player, but I enjoy playing it.
I'm asking you out of respect for the game. I consider myself to be one of the all-time great power hitters in wiffle ball. Never translated anywhere else, I'll just be honest with you, but by you saying you've gone to tennis courts, then you do know that is one of the best place to go play night wiffle ball, because you got a home run wall. And I was curious about that. Now, I got to ask you a few wiffle ball rules. Do you allow a fat bat?
No.
Okay, that's the correct answer. Do you play with balls that have holes around the entire ball, or are the holes just on one side of the ball like an official wiffle ball?
We did I think we had like a combination of both of them. We ran through a lot of baseball or a lot of wiffle balls that ended up cracking and stuff like that. I think the ones with the holes around the entire ball cracked more than the ones just on half of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you don't use that trash. You only use the official wiffle ball brand wiffle balls, Kyle, which I respect you for getting out there and playing. Now, since you are a major league pitcher, were you just nasty with that thing?
I actually didn't pitch. Really? You know, I pitch enough throughout the season and throughout my life. I kind of wanted to switch it up, play a little outfield and bat second in the lineup and kind of change up the look a little bit.
Kyle, did you have a do you have a nickname?
Not anything in particular. You know, my mom always called me KB growing up. You know, everybody usually calls me Birdie. Birdman's another very popular one. I don't think I have one specific one that I introduce myself by or go by, but those are just a couple that I've heard over the years.
Is it true that your first name is Ronald?
It is.
So
it's kind of funny, for the longest time, and I don't even know if it's fixed still, but for the longest time on my player bio, it said my full name was Kyle Bird. And so I asked somebody if there's any way we could get that changed.
So what led to you going by Kyle instead of Ronald?
Ronald is my dad's name.
Oh, okay.
We just have different – I'm not a junior. We have different middle names. My mom always wanted me to be Kyle. My dad wanted me to be Junior. So they just settled on me having my dad's first name and always calling me Kyle my entire life.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I have a Ronnie theory. I don't know if you'd like to hear this. And it has to do with people that are named Ronald because you find yourself at a crossroads. Because if you go by Ronald, okay, then this guy's got his stuff together. He can maybe do your accounting. If you got a guy named Ron, okay, Ron is keep it casual with Ron. You can get cool around Ron, but Ronnie parties. Ronnie most likely has a mullet and he drives a 78 Camaro, but he's partying. And so is that, did you look at that at all? If you were to go by Ronald, would you have gone by Ronald, Ron, or Ronnie?
Party.
That's a good question. I probably would say Ronnie, honestly. I wouldn't say I fit the mold exactly to that. I don't think I'd be rocking a mullet but or driving a 78 Camaro. But I definitely would have, you know, I like to have a little fun every now and then. And my dad goes by Ron. I call him Big Ron, but
yeah,
he goes by Ron. So I probably would have taken Ronnie.
Kyle, what's your favorite movie?
Of all time, I'd probably say Anchorman.
All right. Are you more of a comedy guy?
Yeah, I love comedy. Even if it's the stupidest movie ever, I think it's hilarious.
Dude, that is awesome. You just
They named it San Diego.
You just became one of our favorite players. Okay, so, man, you were drafted in the 35th round. So tell us about the journey from going from a 35th round pick to making it to the bigs.
When I got drafted, you know, I was just happy to get the opportunity. You know, I talked to my high school coach, and he explained to me, you know, you've been drafted. It's a clean slate now. It doesn't matter what happened leading up to this point. All that matters is what happens going forward. And, you know, I really took that in and really kind of wanted to dedicate myself to give this, you know, every ounce of effort I could and see what I can make of it.
What member of the Rangers bullpen has given you the most advice?
I'd probably say Jesse Chavez. You know, I've gone up to him and asked him so many things, so many questions, and he's helped me out with a lot. You know, just everything on the field, off the field, just what to expect. You know, and it's for him, it's not just me. He kind of does that with every younger guy. You know, he's just kind of taking us under his wing and teaching us the ways to be a Major League Baseball player.
Well, Kyle, we certainly appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us, for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show. Kyle, you're going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud sponsor of the Texas Rangers. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. Kyle Bird, thank you for your time, brother.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. There he goes, Kyle Bird. So I really wanted to get into the Tim Dillard stuff with the minors. But I kind of was tripping myself up and like, do I ask him about Tim Dillard right off the bat? Or then I was like, I want to ask him about his journey. you know, I think he pitched to one guy, got sent back down, and then came back. And then I started that interview with my worst question. I think I said, how are the minors?
You asked him how the minors were doing, and that's when I took your Dillard thing.
Thank you. Great question.
We got to go there now. Hey, I'm going to try to get Tim Dillard on the show because we got to talk about what's going on with him and his Twitter account.
Yeah, banned, suspended from Twitter. Banned. That's ridiculous.
But making great videos where he's faking like he's depressed about it.
Yes.
Still pretty good.
And that was cool where Kyle Bird was like, well, he really said he was about to run out of ideas anyway, so he kind of needed a break. But what are they doing? They're suspending people now if you use music or music from a audio from a movie? Is that what?
I mean, given that he posted a video recently with music in it, I think it's taking direct lines from movies, taking direct audio from movies. Because they were just doing the thing where they just basically
lip-syncing movies.
Yeah, lip-syncing
movies. You stay classy, San Diego.
They're basically doing that. So I get it. I mean, it's not allowed. Can't do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.